So now, gorgeous, now you've done all these exercises, the preferences and deal breakers and my ideal life, and you've done your be, do, have, and you've done the wheel of life. I just want you to do one last exercise, and it really is just a check in with your goals to make sure that they're SMART goals. So most of you probably already know this acronym, the SMART goals. It's specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and then T for time, timely. And really just grab that sheet of paper. It's really, really simple. And I want you to pick just three goals you're going to make SMART goals. And you'll see on there, you can check off, is it specific? Is it measurable? Is it achievable? Is it realistic? And do you have a time on it? So you have to be very, very careful sometimes with these goals. So I remember one time I was writing down, I want to own a house by, you know, blah, blah, blah. And this was when I was writing down about wanting to own a penthouse. And I realized that I had to be very specific. I had to be even more specific because I actually already own a house. And so I had to make sure, if I do want to buy another house, I write own a second home or own a house in Australia or own a house in Hawaii. And that's why I want you to get very, very specific. And if you remember my example about my client who wanted to manifest her soulmate, and she said, by December, I'm going to be going to Hawaii on honeymoon with my husband. And she hadn't even met him yet. So that's totally fine. But you just want to make sure you get very specific, but you're not telling the universe how to suck eggs. You're not telling the universe it has to be this particular way. Remember, it's all about the outcome. So say, for example, you want to buy a house by December. I really want you to write down December and the year, because the universe might bring it to you in December, you know, 2025. So the universe is going, well, it's coming. You didn't specify. And, you know, you're like, seriously, dude, where's my house? So don't think I'm being silly here. Sometimes it really is those little subtleties. And that's what this last exercise is all about. And that's the great thing, right? You set a goal, say, for example, about owning your own house, and you said it's going to have three bedrooms and it has to be in this particular area and this particular price. And that's cool. So suddenly you're going to get people saying, oh, you're looking to buy a house, aren't you? Come and have a look at this one. Or you'll look in a real estate window and it will catch your eye. Or you might be looking through the local paper and you see this house for sale. I've even had it that people go, oh, I'm selling a house, why don't you come and have a look at it? You know, people who I know who are friends. And you might start seeing that it's not quite what you thought it was going to be. And you see things and you go, oh, we've just seen five houses in a row and they're just, none of them are right. So I just want you to realize, well, it's probably because you haven't been specific enough. Maybe you need to add some things onto that list. And that's great, because remember, just because you've manifested something in your life doesn't mean you have to have it. Just because you've manifested, you know, a house that someone wanted to sell you doesn't mean you want to buy it. Okay, let's look at a similar example, but with a new job. So a lot of people say, I want a new job. And it's like, great, what are the specifics around it? You might go, okay, I want a 10-minute commute or a 20-minute commute. Or I want to work in a casual office where you don't have to wear a suit. I want this particular salary. I want to work with this kind of people. And so that happens and you start getting offered jobs, or maybe people call you and say, oh, I hear you're looking for a job. But don't feel like you have to jump on any of those opportunities just because you asked for a job and it came up. You could choose to say, oh, universe, thank you for sending me, you know, these jobs, but I forgot to tell you some other things that I wanted. You know, I forgot to say that I don't want to work with government institutions anymore. So, you know, stop sending me government-based jobs. Or I really want to work for creative entrepreneurial companies. So every time you do that, you just set another specific. You're getting something for the universe to filter through to you. And you always, always need to put that date on it as well. So that's just a simple, powerful goal setting technique that I want you to finish on. So I'll give you an example with my job one. So years ago when I was still working and I was actually transitioning out of working for a consulting firm, and I wanted to find a job that wasn't as busy and would give me some time to work on my business, my own business. So I did this exercise and I started to go, okay, I did the ideal life exercise with my job and I looked at my be, do and have and I wrote out a very specific statement for it. And I went, oh my God, universe, I'd really love a 20-minute commute. And then I went, oh, I kept on seeing these jobs within 20 minutes and I thought, oh God, wouldn't it be amazing just to have a 10-minute commute? So there was that little voice in my head saying, 10-minute commute, that's ridiculous. There aren't even any companies around you. Like that is just so unrealistic. And I thought, well, I'll just put it down just in case. And I wrote down some other things as well. I wanted to work with women. I wanted to work for a company that did something great in the world. I wanted just a 9-to-5 job. I wanted it to be non-stressful, doing something that was really easy for me. So I wrote down all of those things. And I did keep on getting, you know, job offers that weren't quite right or that, you know, the commute was too far away or whatever. And then I went to this personal development seminar and I heard this speaker talk. And she was talking about a company that she helped found. And it was a job working for a charity. Sorry, her company was a charity. And she just mentioned that they were looking for new employees. So I looked and it ticked all the boxes. It was working with women. It was working for a charity that did amazing things in the community. The salary was kind of exactly what I wanted. It was working with really lovely people. It was 9-to-5. It was doing something I'd done a million times before, organizing events. And here's the best thing. It was a 5-minute commute. It was just around the corner from my house. So sometimes, gorgeous, you kind of have to be specific about what you really, really want, even if you think that you can't get it. And if you get even, just imagine if you put, you know, 60 things down, you're not going to get all 60 things, but the more specific you can get, chances are you will get a lot of them. So that is my final assignment for you, is just to write down your goals in a very smart way using that acronym and get as specific as possible. And once you've got those three goals, it really is a combination of all of those exercises that we did today. You know, the ideal day, the be, do, have, my preferences, and now getting them very specific. And then I want you to share them with me. That's all. Just share them as much as possible with other people as well, because you never know who will have that little missing piece for you. Remember when I shared my goal to go traveling around the world for 6 months? Well, it was my friend Christina who heard me talk about that goal. When she found out about the travel competition that I eventually won, she was the one who texted me about it. And I never, ever heard about it from anyone else. So don't forget to share them because you never know who will have that missing piece for you. And here's my last word on deciding what you want on goal setting. Remember, it doesn't have to be a big ritual. It doesn't have to be something that you light candles for or you only do once a month when there's a full moon. You just have to do it with some regularity. Once a week, even once a month will put you in the top 1% of successful people in the world because not many people take the time to do it. And that is why not many people actually get what they want. Not many people become conscious manifestors of their life. For most people, random stuff happens. So if you want to be the co-creator of your life with the universe, you can be the captain of your own life. Just do this. Do it regularly. And I want to tell you something funny too. I used to watch Denise Austin workout tapes in the 80s. And they were tapes. They were cassette tapes. And Denise had all these amazing different exercises. And she's like incredibly enthusiastic. And she had this slogan that I loved. And I want to share it with you. It was, do it every day. Do it with Denise. And I freaking loved it. And I'm so going to steal it. But I want you to think of this exercise as do it every day. Do it with Denise. No joking. Just do it every day because things will be amazing and you'll start to create amazing things in your life. Feel that certainty, gorgeous. Feel that inevitability that your goals and dreams are flying through the air towards you. The universe is arranging itself just for you. I believe it and I know it for you. It was a pleasure taking you through step two of the Lucky Bitch Manifesting Formula, and I can't wait for you to learn step three. Have a beautiful, abundant day, no matter where you are in the world. Lots of love, Denise.